I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All in favor to help Christina get revenge on her boyfriend, Jeff, say aye.
Aye.
Christina. Aye. She is ready.
We're all in.
So what is going on? We hear a little situation going on about him ruining. Is it a project? Is it your job?
It's my job. Okay. So pretty much this is a breakdown. My boyfriend does video skits. And he's a filmmaker, and he does little skits, random video clips to build up his profile. Mm-hmm. He's like, honey, I own this cosmetic store in the Valley. I don't want to say a name. It's somewhat popular. People know the name. Mm-hmm. So he asked me, asked my bosses, like my bosses, because it's being filmed, using the name and the logo. They said it's fine.
Okay.
Then, oh my gosh, of course, this video goes viral.
Isn't that a good thing?
No, not for us. So I didn't know what the film was about. So he just told me it was going to be a skit. So when the video went viral, that's when I even saw it. It's him and his friends going into the store, pit-pocking makeup into their pockets, into their jackets, into their purses.
No. So this whole thing he did was how easy it is to steal from the place you work at?
Correct.
Now, is this a series? Does he go into different spots to see how much shoplifting he can do? Or was it just solely your spot?
He has different skits, so this is just solely my spot.
Oh,
but
my
now corporate.
So you're an employee now. You must have got fired.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I've been ignoring the calls from corporate.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Freaking out.
Was it leaked or he just put it out there and that was the first time you saw it?
Yeah, he just put it out there. I trust him. I see his videos. He thinks they're cute and funny. Like, ha ha, babe. But for this one to go viral, it's my business. I'm the man. It's just affecting me a lot.
Is your job off Thomas Road? Because I need to know where this is at. Listen, holidays are coming up. My lady spends a lot of money on makeup. Where can I jack some makeup at? Is your spot open on weekends? What's going on?
Are you kidding?
No.
No, it's not. Okay.
It's not easy to steal. It's not.
NARS is expensive. That's the expensive cosmetic makeup, right?
That's the good brand. That's what
that's
you said.
That's good.
That's that good, right?
Yeah, that's not just the only one he put on the video to sell. He put good amount, like Bobby Brown.
It's my prerogative.
That is not the Bobby Brown she's talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, who Bobby Brown is she talking about then?
Makeup.
There's a cosmetic
There's
line,
a makeup called Bobby Brown?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a woman who made it, yes.
Oh, it's confusing, man.
So it makes me look really bad. So I need your guys' help to get some revenge and embarrassment off.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Listen, we're going to call your man... The aspiring filmmaker here, Jeff, call your man up. We're going to give you, let's do 740 seconds on our show clock. Call your man up. You got 740 seconds to coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back, okay?
Gotcha.
We'll see how Mr. Steven Spielberg feels about this.
Okay.
I didn't even know Bobby Brown from New Edition sold makeup,
You're
man. This is
so
incredible.
Stupid. No, Bobby Brown is cosmetics. And even right now, I'm looking up like how much NARS costs, like a foundation. If you were to buy it, one of them is $50. So
one thing is $50?
Yeah.
That's not even that bad.
What?
Joey.
Like, I wear makeup forever, and I think I paid $40 for mine, but like, I don't wear makeup too much. Okay, Bobby Brown.
It's my prerogative.
Shut up.
I can do what I want to do.
See?
Man, that's expensive stuff, bro.
Bobby with an eye. Yeah, I know. There's a palette here for like $200. Cool, girl. All right, we're going to help you out.
It's
we're going to make
sure. My prerogative.
This is not your problem.
Doing it just for you.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
All right, you hold on right there, hon. We're going to take his number. Actually, the producer's going to get it, and we're going to call him. So hold on right there, okay?
Okay.
It's a cupcake call. Up next with your morning mess.
It's time for cupcake calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, we're back. Cupcake call. We spoke to Christina moments ago, letting us know she needs revenge because her man, an aspiring filmmaker, shot some a little skit that he put on his YouTube channel. It's gone viral. Basically, Christina, he used your workplace to show how easy it is to steal expensive makeup from Bobby Brown from New Edition.
Yes.
Right.
I love.
Sorry, short.
Okay. I can appreciate you going along with Joey's ridiculousness. Bobby Brown is a cosmetics line in addition
right.
to NARS.
That's what I said.
That is not what you said.
Kind of what
said
I said,
it was Noe. New edition.
Bobby with an I.
Oh, this is not Bobby Brown the singer. This is a Bobby Brown. It's
Bobby
a female. Got you. So all I know, Christina, this is expensive makeup.
Yes, very expensive makeup.
So she stole what? Thousands of dollars? Would you say?
Roughly about, actually, yeah.
Did he replace it? Was this all for the movie? He didn't keep the makeup, did he?
No, he didn't steal anything. It was just for the skit. And I have to tell corporate that. But on the video, it's viral, so I don't know if they're going to believe me. That's the difficult part of it all.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
He doesn't get how bad this looks.
Are there cameras in the store, I would assume?
Right. Yes, there's cameras on the stores.
You have stupid security. I'll tell you that much right now. Security gets fired, not you. We got to get them back. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're getting them back, Christina. We got 740 seconds on our show clock. We're going to call him. We're not going to say a word. We're just going to eavesdrop, if you don't mind. And you got 740 seconds to get him to baby talk to you live on the radio. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio to embarrass him back, okay?
Gotcha.
Do you guys ever baby talk in your relationship now? So is this going to be easy for him or?
Oh, it's
going to
be easy.
It's going to be easy. Okay.
Oh, okay. I love the confidence. Sell it, girl. Sell it.
Okay, Christina?
Gotcha.
Here we go, hon.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's up?
Honey.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm freaking out. Corporate keeps calling me, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to answer their phone calls. I'm really scared.
Don't be scared. It's fine. They're not. We didn't even actually steal anything. You're just gonna be.
How is this not gonna be coming on me? I'm the freaking manager, and I let you do this at my job. I'm gonna lose my job. Like, I need you to help me feel better and calm to take this phone call.
Baby, you're not gonna lose your job. You're not gonna lose your job. They're just gonna. All we did was let them know. In fact, you might even get, someone offering you some compensation for illuminating the fact that they need better security in there. We didn't actually take anything. No one took anything.
Honey, can you just do me the favor and just do that baby thing you do just to calm me down, to just make me laugh? And I'm freaking out.
What do you want me to do? You want me to sing a song?
Yes, please.
Can you
do my favorite song that make me feel better?
All right, I don't really know the words.
It's fine. It's that song, Taki Taki. Honey, I need you to make me laugh. That doesn't sound like... I need it funnier.
I'm doing my best here. I'm doing my best here. Okay.
Please, honey, can you just do it? I need to calm down.
Rumba!
Jeff? Hey, Jeff.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, we have to let you in on something. You're actually live on the radio with the Morning Mess right now.
Oh, I need a boyfriend.
What?
Yeah, you're on Live 101.5.
Oh, my God.
We got to let you know. Christina put us up to this, and you've been cupcake called.
Dude. Dude.
Christina, you want to explain to him why he's live on the radio embarrassing himself?
Honey, you know I am freaking out about corporate, but I have to give you to me. And I have to give you to me.
Ducky, ducky.
It's going to go viral.
Yeah.
Dude, you stole my makeup. Dude. Jeff.
Yeah.
It's my prerogative. Oh, my God.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Well.
Good.
Come on, Jeff. Can you hit us one more time, please?
Can you please?
Please.
No way.
Come on.
No way, dude.
We'll help you out. We'll come in with the Taki Takis.
I don't even know the words, man.
You did a pretty damn good job of it, Jeff. All in favor for Jeff doing Taki Taki again, say aye.
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 I don't even know.
Come on, Jeff.
Man. I don't even speak Spanish.
One more time, Jeff.
Taki Taki.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.